everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. And today's product is the adult double penis ring vibrator cock ring with 10 vibration modes from Sohimi. However, this is a unique cock ring, which is why I didn't review it with the other ones recently. This is what I'm going to call a taint tickler. So it's not so much a cock ring, because most cock rings, you wear them so that the ring part vibrates on the girl's clit, and it kind of turns your penis into a vibrator. This one goes underneath your balls and tickles your taint, which you don't know what your taint is. Sometimes it's called your gooch. There's some dispute over what that part of your body is. It's the strip of flesh between your balls and your asshole. So this goes underneath your balls against your taint, hence the taint tickler. So here's how it looks. It's got two rings. Now it's one piece, so you stretch this part out to get your balls in, and you can put this part around your cock, which doesn't really serve any kind of purpose, except, well, there are different ways to put this on. I'll show a picture. There's supposedly multiple ways to put this on. The problem is, in most of the images, this goes underneath your balls, and then this just kind of goes on your shaft. The other ways you can put it on, of course, you could put this around your balls, you could put this around your cock, you could wear it up, down, or sideways, or whatever. The problem is, these rings are too wide. These rings are not very snug when it comes to, you know, the anything. So these could both go around your balls, or this can go around your shaft, and this goes around your balls. But this is too big to go around your penis, unless you're like really thick. So I don't see this as being like an adequate traditional cock ring where this goes against the girl's clit when you're fucking her. I don't see this working that way. So for intents and purposes, even though this could theoretically be worn in multiple configurations, I'm going to review it based on the default way it's advertised to be worn, which is underneath your balls against your taint. So here's how this works. There is a power button, and you click it, all right, and then you low, medium, high, and then you got the patterns. You know, I mean, this isn't your first rodeo, you know what to expect here. So let's turn this to its highest setting. So let's reset it. All right, low, medium, high. Let's see how powerful this is. You can see it moving. It's moving. Another thing you can do, it comes with a remote. And this remote kind of reminds me of like a tongue. It has like a tongue-like shape. Okay, so you take the remote, power button, up, down. You can cycle through the different modes. So you can see it vibrating here. I'll just hit some buttons. So you see how this works. The good news is you don't have to like reach under your balls to manipulate the button. Now you can just change it with the button, or you can use the remote, so you don't have to. You can leave it attached to your taint and use the remote to cycle through the different settings. And I think let's try to hold the power button, see what happens. Okay, so hold. Can you turn it back on? All right. So you can hold the power button to turn it off, but you can't turn it back on with the remote. You have to physically hit the button to turn it on, and then you can control it with the remote. So anyway, that's about all it does. Okay, so it vibrates, it has a remote, this goes under your balls against your taint, and this goes around your shaft. Okay, so did it feel good? Not really. It felt like, and I'm not even being hyperbolic, it felt like having my phone in my pocket and my phone vibrating in my pocket. That's it. Having the vibrations under my balls, it would be pleasant if not for this ring squeezing my balls. So the minor pleasure of the vibrations under my balls is offset by the squeezing nature of this toy around my balls. So it wasn't even a net positive. Having my phone vibrate in my pocket felt better than this, because at least my phone vibrating in my pocket wasn't squeezing my balls. Now the other thing is, this is really hard to get on. So I'll demonstrate. You know, you pull the ring apart like this, and you gotta stuff your dick and balls into it, and it's really hard. Like, I reviewed a cock ring not too long ago, which had like a bolo kind of bead, and you just move the bead down to open it up, and then you slid the bead back to tighten it. That worked great because it was so easy to put on and off. This is the total opposite. You got to stretch this thing to get your cock and ball through it, and then when you let go, it's like really tight. It's like pinching around your balls. And the other thing is that this pulls your balls forward. Because you gotta understand, so you put this ring around your balls, this goes underneath your balls against your taint. Your balls go here, and then your dick comes out here. So your balls are sandwiched in front of this. So when you're using this for sex, and you're like hitting it, your balls are being squished between the toy and your partner's body. Your balls are getting sandwiched between this toy and your partner, instead of kind of like tucking underneath, because this is preventing them from tucking because it's literally pulling them forward. So this is going to be painful. This is, not only is the pressure of this ring around your balls painful, but then getting sandwiched in between the person you're having sex with while you're using this toy is painful, and all you're getting is some vibrations under your balls, which don't even feel that good. It's not gonna make you cum. It would feel pleasant, but it wouldn't feel that much better than just having your phone vibrate in your pocket. That's about what you're looking at here. So I appreciate the attempt at a new kind of toy, a new kind of experience, but I really can't recommend this to anyone, except unless you like getting your balls sandwiched, unless getting your balls sandwiched between this and your partner turns you on, or if your phone vibrating in your pocket is just the most erotic thing ever. So this thing being almost $40, I just can't justify this cost. I do have a coupon code, but even with the coupon code, if you want to feel what this feels like, just put your smartphone in your pocket, maybe even under your balls. Like, take your smartphone, put it under your balls, and have someone give you a call and feel the vibrations under your balls, and that's all this feels like, and I just saved you $40. Now, this doesn't mean Sohemi's bad. Sohemi has a lot of great products on their website, and my coupon code will work for the whole site. So please use my coupon code on some other toy, not this. If you care, there is a DC port. Here's the charge cable. You stab it into the port to charge it. It's USB powered, but that's the only other feature to this toy that's worth mentioning. There's nothing really else to it. Check out the coupon code, check out the website. Don't buy this toy. I rate this toy there was an attempt out of 5. So I appreciate the attempt at a taint tickler. What would I change about it? I'd make it easier to put on and off, like with the little bead system. I think that's probably a better design. But at the end of the day, I'm not really sure if the vibrations even matter. But anyway, thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Use the coupon code to save 20% on the Sohemi website on a different toy than this. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.